Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you in the words of St. Francis, may the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth. These are two very beautiful titles of the Holy Spirit that Jesus himself gives to the Holy Spirit, and they're found in the Last Supper account of St. John in his Gospel. Our Lord refers four times in that Last Supper account to the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete. Now, don't say parakeet. People sometimes say parakeet. No, he's the Paraclete. Paraclete is a word that means someone called to be at your side. And we'll see in a moment that that aptly applies to both our Lord and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Truth, that title, appears three times in that same Last Supper account of St. John's Gospel. What I'd like to do is just briefly go through some of the remarks our Lord made about the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth. We find our first reference to the Spirit of Truth, the Paraclete, in chapter 14 of St. John's Gospel. Our Lord is saying, if you love me, this is beginning with verse 15, if you love me and obey the commands I give you, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Paraclete to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept since it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you can recognize him because he remains with you and will be within you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come back to you. So Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as another Paraclete. That means our Lord himself was the first Paraclete. He was with the disciples. Remember I mentioned to you, the word means someone called to be at your side. And Jesus, while he was on earth, was at the side of the disciples. He walked the roads with them. He taught them. He showed them so many things. He fed them, multiplying the loaves and the fishes. He shared the Last Supper with them. So many beautiful things he did at their side. But now he was going away, and he said that he would ask the Father to send another Paraclete, and that was the Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, who would be with you always. See, by Jesus going away, Jesus' mission on earth was accomplished. He had won the redemption of the world by his life, and especially his death and resurrection. But now he ascended to heaven, to the place of glory at the Father's right hand. But the work of salvation of the whole world had to continue, salvation and sanctification. And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit as another Paraclete to continue that work. Where Jesus' presence was visible and external, the Holy Spirit works invisibly, internally, within us, within the church. And so Jesus says that he will be with you always. Yes, until the work of Christ is accomplished at the end of time, until Jesus comes back, the Spirit will be carrying on this beautiful mission of Jesus. He's the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth. And he tells us we can recognize him because he remains with you and will be within you. Another reference Jesus makes to the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, he says, this is continuing on that same chapter 14, verse 25, we pick up there. This much have I told you while I was still with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I told you. So it's the work of the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, to instruct us in all that Jesus taught us, to remind us. He brings back to our mind what Jesus has been telling us. You know, as we mature in our faith, we want a deeper grasp and understanding of the things that the truths of our faith that Jesus has given us. And it's the role of the Holy Spirit, through his gifts, particularly like the gift of understanding and knowledge, to help us go more deeply, to enter more deeply into the mysteries of the faith. That's why the saints, who had opened their lives so much to the work of the Holy Spirit, you know, achieved such a deep grasp and a fervent trust and conviction in these truths that Jesus gave us, because the Holy Spirit had convicted them so profoundly. Another quote, we have time for one more quote here, and that is, Jesus says, when the Paraclete comes, this is chapter 15, verse 26, When the Paraclete comes, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, and whom I myself will send from the Father, he will bear witness on my behalf. So in other words, what the Spirit does is he reminds us of Jesus. He keeps focusing us on Jesus. He keeps witnessing to Jesus. So he receives of what is Jesus, and he gives that to us. Maybe I could just add the last, the fourth quote here, the final one. This is found in chapter 16, where Jesus says in verse 7, "Yet I tell you the sober truth, it is much better for you that I go. If I fail to go, the Paraclete will never come to you. Whereas if I go, I will send him to you." So, because the Paraclete continues the work of Jesus, you know, Jesus had to finish the task, the mission he was given by the Father by his death on the cross, his resurrection, and his ascension into at the right hand of the Father in glory in heaven. And from his place of glory, he sent us the Holy Spirit, as I say, to continue that mission. And St. John tells us, quotes our Lord here, Jesus saying, "When he comes, the Holy Spirit will prove the world wrong about sin, justice, and condemnation." But it's the Spirit coming who helps us to understand all the wonderful things that Jesus has taught us. So let us pray for the grace of the Paraclete, the Spirit of truth. Let us pray that he will give us the gifts to grow in our faith, to understand it, to love it more, and to live it out ever more faithfully. So may the Lord give you.